What's up, everyone? Welcome to Cult Digital Sessions, I guess 12.0. Thanks for everybody jumping in here with us today. We have some amazing guests, as usual. Legend, Redman, coming in. So we got him coming in a second. We also have my friend Spencer from Ice Nine Kills coming in, and followed by Brandon from Atreyu coming in tonight. So we got a good lineup for people. Always creating, always connecting. I was blessed. I just got in here today, and I received a gift from Alyssa at the Rhythm Brewing Company. Two amazing beers. This is an unfiltered lager, and it's delicious. So check these guys out at rhythmbrewingcompany.com. Thank you, Alyssa. Fuck, I've been eating some pizza, too. Goddamn. Check out the box. I was eating a couple minutes ago. Very good. I think that says it all. Well, it shows probably backwards on your thing. Thank you for Jack Thriller, the pizza pusher, for sending me this pizza. And you see what it says on the side? You can know what the infused flavors got going on. So check them out. All right, let me get Redman in here.
I'm all right in the park banging out on the pull-up bars. That's what we do.
Oh, shit. Where at? Where's that at?
Weekway Park, Newark. Newark, New Jersey. The best city in the world, nigga. Anybody in Newark, New Jersey, come down to the park. We bang out on the push-up, dip bar, and pull-up bar all day. All day.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting to open up a little bit over there. I see people getting outside.
Well, it's open up sporadically. But the park still have a curfew of 7:45. So, you know, usually we just all get down here banging, start at like 3 p.m. and be banging out to 7.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Now,
so let me shout you out for a second. So just in case you guys aren't familiar, you should be, because the dude right here is a legend, an icon in the music industry. He's got shit. I mean, how many? You got 8 albums, 3 collaborative records, like 5 mixtapes, 28 singles, 2 Grammys. So
no, I ain't got 2 Grammys. I was nominated for a couple.
Nominated for two Grammys.
Yeah.
Fuck, you should have them, dude.
Yeah, I'm going for an independent Grammy this year, so no worries.
Nice. Well, that's congrats, man. Listen, you we'll talk a little bit. You were going to release an album, I think, at the end of last year, beginning of last year. It was called Muddy Waters 2.
Right.
So it was that you just released an EP. Was that, were those tracks that were going to be on Muddy Waters 2 or?
Oh, no, not at all. I released a 3-song EP called 3 Joints with Riveting Entertainment. And that was just to test the waters because I had content, because we all know content is key. But I didn't have a machine for Muddy Waters 2 last year. But now I'm dropping Muddy Waters 2 this before August. And it'll be under Empire and Riverton and Gila House Entertainment.
Nice. 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 You got the 3 singles are out now. You guys got to check them out for sure, because I know they're on Spotify and iTunes. Up? We just had it on the background. But it gets so hard for me to hear you when I'm on here and I get the music cranking, but my wife's been cranking your stuff.
That's what's up. I heard it in the background when I tuned in.
So let me ask you about, was Muddy Waters, is that somehow inspired by the legend blues singer Muddy Waters?
You know what's peculiar about that situation is that even though I'm a real music fanatic, like music has been my life. Like, I started out as a DJ before I started rapping, and I should have known Muddy Waters, who Muddy Waters was, when I thought of that name. But I actually did not know Muddy Waters.
Oh shit!
When I thought of that, I just knew that I wanted something muddy, and I was like, fuck it, Muddy Waters. And then later on, I found out that there was a blues singer named Muddy Waters. And I was like, wow. Okay. So no relation to the album, name, but yeah.
Interesting. I thought maybe let me ask you. I mean, you came out in 1992, right?
Right.
With your first fucking record, What The?
What's the album?
Yep. The album. What?
Yep.
How is it today versus when you launched into this field again? And kind of elaborate a little bit, because you did start as a DJ.
Right.
So was always the grand plan to push out of that as well, or is this something that kind of developed as you were DJing?
Well, far as push out of
Did you move into doing music versus, you know, being a professional DJ? Because you started doing that first.
Right. Well, you know what? DJing was always something that I wanted to do. And the rapping part just came along because I was just such a fanatic at music. But you'll find out, like, a lot of people in the industry, like, you know, a lot of MCs, like, they started out as different, like, far as, like, some started out as producers, and they just ended up rapping. Now you can produce and rap. So at the end of the day, when you enter the rap game or hip-hop game, it opened doors and it opened your mind to other fields, not just rap. So, you know, for example, the way I cut my album, my first album, I edit my album, I edit my album in a certain way that it was, you never got tired of my body of work. You can play my body of work all the way through, right? By me doing that, it's edited bass. Now I love to edit. So now I want to edit movies now. I want to edit videos now. Just going back to saying, like, I didn't know I was going to end up rapping when I started DJing, but it opens up doors. So, like, just for example, I just said, like, the hip-hop opened up doors for me wanting to edit movies now. So you never know what you're going to do when you get in this game, man. You just continue to better your craft, you know. And as you better your craft, doors will open. But I can say to my audience out there, you do have to love and have a passion for what you're doing. You can't go in it just all about the money. You know, the business can be quality controlled, but you first have to learn to have the passion for what you do to have a profitable and successful business.
Hey, you know, I agree. I was watching an interview on Instagram a little while ago, and they were talking about whatever your career path is, be willing to do it for free.
Absolutely.
Be willing to do it for free.
Absolutely.
And if you can, if you'll do that, then eventually the money will come as long as you put the work into it. But you got to be willing to do this for free. That's what you're
doing. That is facts.
You're talking about editing movies and whatnot. I mean, dude, you've gone DJ, rapper, actor to actually having your portrayal in video games too.
Right.
Dude, it's a journey, right? We start out, we never know which path it's going to go, but you know, the hard work and preservation kind of pulls you through. How did you and Method Man eventually, connect?
Well, that happened through Def Jam. Me and Method Man, and you know, like, we're product of hip hop. Like, you know, I've been on tour since I was like 19, 20 years old, man. So I'm a hip hop baby, like, you know, and like me and Meth met through, you know, Def Jam, Russell Simmons, Kevin Lyles, Leo Cohen, you know, the epiphany of hip hop, you know. And they put us on a tour to promote because we kind of had the same feel. We like to smoke a lot of weed, of course. So they started us on a promo tour called Month of the Man. And that was one of the most, I would say, pivotal promo tours that was out during the 90s. It would happen in like 95. It was just as big as the Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack promotion. Remember Puffy did the Big Mac? Mm-hmm. You know, the Big Mac with Craig Mack and Biggie? Well, that's what Redman and Method Man promo tour was like. It was like that. It was called the Month of the Man. And off of the Month of the Man is where we toured, like, just doing promo in a van from the East Coast to the West Coast. And we literally sat there and wrote half of the album. You know, right there, How High, everything, just throwing on beats and meeting each other. So,
yeah,
you know, I wanted to sum that story up. you know, when you have two guys that have their own base, like me and Method Man, we have our own solo careers. But then when you got two guys that could come together and actually generate something that's big and profitable and still go back to your solo careers, you don't question that. You just sit there and let the magic happen. Like, if you was to call Method Man right now and say, yo, what is it that keeps you and Red going? And, you know,
he's in right now, by the way.
Yeah, that's what's up. He'd tell you that it's unexplainable because we go in without without animosity. We go in without selfishness. We go in with the will to say, listen, we have a bigger picture here that we can continue to feed our family on. Why fuck that up? Yeah. So he'll tell you the same. We can't explain it. We just do it. You know?
Well, damn, you kind of answered a later question I was going to ask about advice and inspiration to the young artists who are coming into the game right now. I mean, you kind of summed it up right there.
Well, man. As young artists, y'all could come to the park and get this working and get the dancing with me right now. That's what's up.
Yo, but today's actually Biggie's birthday. And
that's right. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, cheers to Biggie out there.
That's right. Cheers
and,
to
Biggie. And influences. What's up, Nasty? I see you in here. You listen. I mean, that brings it up. You've worked with Tupac. You've worked with Biggie. You've worked with Eminem. You've worked with Jay-Z. You've worked with Christina Aguilera. Dude, how? I mean, that's respect for you as an artist. I mean, how was it working with these people? And do you have some other projects you got coming up soon?
Working with these people were definitely a privilege to me. Because not only that I respect these people that you mentioned, but also it just shows what kind of caliber of a person that I am. Because, I'm a realistic. I'm a realist. I know that I'm more of the underground kind of artist. Like, I wasn't never the big hit kind of guy to have the big hits and the, you know, but I have solid material. And my body of work has always been grand. And that's how I speak. So for me to work with these artists that you mentioned just shows that I've been putting in work because they also notice me to work with me as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, especially with Christina Aguilera, like, you know, that was me and Rockwilder. Rockwilder was like, yo, she want to do Let's Get Dirty over. You know, that was my record, Let's Get Dirty. She wanted to do that over. We went in with her. We did it. And that was one of her biggest albums. Yeah. We got awards for it. We went on tour. Man, listen, I got for a verse on Christina Aguilera album. For a verse, I got over 170 grand for publishing.
Wow.
Over for one verse. So it just goes to show when you put in the work, you create the good energy, you go in with the selfishness of I'm doing this for hip hop, you will see a better execution at the end of your plan. Facts.
Yep.
Facts. And before we get out of here, like, you asked me a question about a message to the youth. I would say for the youth, it's so much lessons in life you have to learn on your journey. Facts. But I can say at my age right now, and Meth can tell you the same thing, we done seen it all, been through it all, did it all. At this age right now, I can encourage the youth to take health seriously. Your health is your wealth. Breathe that fresh breath air of goodness into your lungs. And most of all, put yourself first and love yourself. A lot of people say that, like, you know, I love myself. I treat myself to this and I do. No, it's deeper than that. You have to put yourself first, love yourself first so you can give off a positive energy and better love to other people. Facts.
Dude, that's 100%.
And once you kind of get that journey down pack of loving yourself, you see that everything around you and everything that you're conquering and trying to conquer will be an easier path. You know, I would say big up to KC for booking this interview as well, man. Yeah. Like, KC, she is a wonderful, like, man, she be hooking me up with.
Yeah, I was about Kalia. I was going to bring up Kalia right now. Absolutely. Yeah, she styled you for the VMAs.
Right.
And this, which is on your way. It's being shipped to you. Jeff Blakes, look up.
Oh, hey. Yo, so let me tell you something. That jacket looked good as hell at the VMAs, didn't it?
Hell yeah.
I killed that shit, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Big up to Kalia, man. Like, she brought that shit, like, right at last minute, too. Like, yo, I got this. I got this. And I completely...
Kalia's in here now. What's up, Kalia?
What up, Kalia? Hey, look. I completely forgot about all the clothes that I brought and threw her clothes right on. And we won.
But, dude, thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the clothes as well, brother.
Yeah, man. It's on its way out to you. And the vest is on its way out to you, too. Never got made, so... There was only five in existence. I can't even find two of them. I don't know where they're at, so you're going to have one of five.
Oh, man, I feel blessed. Thank you.
Yo, man, you know, thank you so much. I'm glad you like the brand Cult. I appreciate your support. And, you know, listen, what is there any other music you're going to have new? That you got to really, you said the Muddy Waters, hopefully.
Yeah, the Muddy Waters album is dropping before August, so tune in for that. If you want to learn more about what my music is, follow me on IG, Redman Gilla, G-I-L-L-A, Redman Gilla on IG, The Real Redman on Twitter, or you can follow me on my my website too, www.redmansworld.com, and check out our store too. We have a store in Staten Island. We're number one. We've been in business for 10 years. We're a small boutique. But, you know, it's me and my partner's store, and I have an SB account. So check us out. We get all the fresh SBs. It's called Richmond Hood Company, and it's 827 Castleton Avenue, Staten Island, New York. And you can go to www.richmondhood.com and check out our website as well.
Dude, everybody needs to check out the website. Everybody needs to go check out the EP that's out. Download us some songs, listen to it. Dude, I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you, boss. Thanks for having me, man.
Get that workout in. When the stuff arrives, hit up your girl and let her know how it fit, dude.
Okay. Y'all see us down here. Anybody in Newark right now, we at the park every day. Every day banging out. Please come get some work in. Come get some work in. Your health is your wealth. Come get that work. Thank you, boss, for having me.
All right, man. Later, Redman. Thanks, right, Luke. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thank you for coming on. I got another guest coming in. So let me hit this to see. No, not yet. Not yet. Sorry, guys. I can't accept those chat requests right now. I appreciate you sending them. Keep sending them. At some point, we're going to do some other formats. But I have a tight schedule. I've got next coming in, Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, you know, another good friend and another amazing band. You guys need to check him out. Again, thank you. Rhythm Brewing Company. So Method Man was in here. Nasty was in here. Sorry. When we're checking. Oh. Jesus, see that pizza? I had some of that pizza earlier, and that's what's happening. I'm getting a brain fart right now. Liz is in here, who does our sneakers too. What's up, Liz? Check out the website for the custom Cult sneakers. That vest, yeah, we got a jacket that looks like that vest I had on here with Redman. He loved that thing. We sent that last year for the VMAs. And killers. Check it out. It's in our Instagram somewhere. Let me give you guys one little teaser, being that I'm waiting here for a Spencer to jump on. There's some prototypes that I'm seeing here. I haven't seen any double X's going through. You guys need to make sure you're flashing the double X's. Check out the Session 30 discount code. And again, remember, of all the artists we've had on this week, screenshot three downloads. You download one from at least three different artists. Screenshot that, use discount code, and one person at the end of this month, announcing June, is going to win $1,000 shopping spree. But let me see, this might be Spencer right now in here. Let me see. Yes, sir. Can you change the music? Oh, Spencer, what happened? Send me another one, dude. I hit invite you, but it didn't go. Hold on. Let me go back, Spencer. You gotta send me another. Let me see if I can search you, Spencer. There we go. Sent it to you, Spencer. Crank this up a little bit. You're at home?
Some music.
Oh, you're at the studio or you're at home?
I'm at a studio right now, just cranking out some tunes. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you with you're not with the whole band, though?
No, I'm just working on some melody ideas and stuff, just having a good time. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, I appreciate you coming on. So just let me kind of give everybody a little backdrop. Spencer here is the head lead singer of the band Ice Nine Kills. I've been fortunate enough for he and I to become friends over the past, I guess, couple years. We hung out in L.A. a couple of times over at the Sunset Marquee and over at the NAMM show. And I forget how we got introduced. You were on tour with somebody, right?
I believe it was Maddie.
Memphis Mayfire.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he was telling me, I think I was admiring his jeans one day, and he told me all about his buddy Ron and this great company. So I think that's who initially got us in touch, and we've been buddies ever since, yeah.
Yeah, Maddie's a good dude. So yeah, great. I'm going to give a little background. So I guess originally you guys, you know, you're from Boston. You're kind of spread out across the country now. I know you're out in Cali. But you guys started in, 2002, actually, right? You kind of the band concept came up?
Yeah, I started the band back, in high school. I think we cut our first demo, like, our freshman year of high school, the summer of our freshman year. And, been doing it ever since. I never gave up the band, never gave up the dream. And it's the only band I've ever been in. So that's kind of a unique thing. You know, most people, go through a few different lineups, different bands, different band names. But basically, it's been the same thing as far as the goals and everything. And the name has stayed the same.
Where's the name come from?
Ice Nine is from the book Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut. And it's the substance in the book that has the ability to destroy the world by freezing over all bodies of water. If it goes into the ocean, all connecting bodies of water will freeze. And the world needs the ocean to survive. So thus killing the world, where the kills part of the name comes from.
Interesting. That's it. I always love to hear different stories about where the names are coming from. So you guys, you've got five albums. Originally, you guys were, I guess, considered more metalcore, but I think because of the sound that you've generated on your last album, which is the album that I heard, and I kind of want you to talk about that too, because it was such an, even though it's not your first, for many people, you know, for me, listening on Octane, that was the first album that introduced me to the band. You know, I went back and, you know, started listening to it, but it was a different sound, musically, lyrically, and what you're doing, and I just... Yeah, it's very theatrical, right? What you're doing, and it's rock, it's heavy metal. So, kind of talk about it a little bit, the evolution, I guess, with the band, and kind of what inspired you on this last album.
Yeah, when we initially started the band when I was in high school, we were more of a punk band, more of a punk, even ska influenced band, and just being being around the block and starting to listen to all sorts of different kinds of music. The band started to evolve, but we've always sort of carried every influence still on our creative sleeves, you know, never really abandoned any sort of, even from the humble beginnings of the band. So started with punk music, got more into metal, and I always had this love of theatrical shows like Les Miserables and Phantom of the Opera, like Broadway kind of stuff. And they eventually sort of all met in the middle with these last two albums. Every trick in the book was before the Silver Scream, and the concept of that record was every song was based on a different piece of literature. And I think that's when we really started to experiment with bringing in all those styles, you know, opening songs like not a regular metal song, but like a Broadway show. And I think that sort of flowed into the idea of the Silver Scream, where we took it a step further and we based every song on a different film. And I think that we really sort of came into our own on those last two albums.
Yeah, absolutely. It was it definitely caught my attention. And, you know, just listening, and you can't help to hear that theatrical kind of thing, but it's such a, you know, hard driving sound. And catching your show in the city of Webster Hall was, you know, sort of like with the stage and the props and stuff you guys are doing, kind of as a Broadway play. So it makes me wonder if at some point for you, is that a dream to be able to kind of have your own Broadway musical based on your music and script?
I think so, absolutely. And we try to make it as much like that as possible for our live shows, especially when we headline and we can bring out the actors that we bring out in production. But I think that's definitely a dream of mine, to take what we do and really adapt it fully to like a musical. Absolutely. Broadway style.
Yeah. I hope if I look down right now at your pants, you're wearing some cold.
What am I wearing right now? I'm actually wearing no pants. So
no pants. Wow. You actually, it's an interesting studio session you got going on there then. If you're wearing.
That's how we keep it open, Ron. You know my policy.
Let the creative juices flow.
You have to, especially when it's hot in Southern California.
Yeah, right.
But I'm always wearing cult in my heart.
Yeah, so why? So why do you, when you're on stage and doing your thing, what is it about cult you like then?
I think the flexibility, the comfort, they really are the most comfortable pair of jeans that I've worn. And I was hanging out with a couple of the other guys in the band just a few days ago working on some songs, and they were decked head to toe in the cult stuff, and they were very appreciative of the quality. Shout out to cult.
Thank you. So you guys were fortunate that really you had toured and promoted this record. A lot of bands with their new stuff coming out right now, you know, aren't so lucky.
Definitely. I think that I really feel for any band that was just about to start an album cycle or was pretty early on in the cycle. You know, we were fortunate enough that our record had been out, you know, at this point for about a year and a half. So we were already trying to, you know, start to write new stuff. And we're just trying to stay positive about the whole thing and sort of shifting the focus from, hey, we were gonna be on the road right now. Let's just swap it up, and hopefully by the time we're done writing, it'll be ready to go out on the road again.
Yeah,
and we won't really have lost any ground, is the way we're looking at it.
Yeah, you guys are fortunate. So a rough ETA when you guys think you'll be start releasing something.
I think that it's still up in the air because, you know, we want to make sure that we time it right, and hopefully things get back to normal before the end of the year. But I know that as far as what the news is portraying, that doesn't look like it's really going to happen. But I don't know. I really don't know. But I hope sooner rather than later.
You're right. You guys got a little creative. You did a cover of a song that you guys kind of wrote, produced, and did a video that you guys put out. I saw it on Instagram. Stacy's Mom.
Yes.
But good, talk about it.
Yeah, so I've always loved Fountains of Wayne, and not just that song, like Sink to the Bottom was a song that I always really liked, and they just sort of embodied that great alternative rock sound. And for whatever reason, you know, about a month ago, I just thought, wow, you know, I feel like no one has parodied Stacy's Mom using Jason's Mom from the Friday the 13th franchise. And I looked it up and I couldn't find any band that had done that. And I was like, this is such a cool, fun idea. And then I realized, holy hell, Mother's Day is next month. What a perfect time to record that and release it on Mother's Day. So it really, you know, I have to admit that it was a bit of a stroke of luck finding that out and then realizing that Mother's Day was just the next month. So it worked out perfectly. I banged out the lyrics like in a couple of hours, went over to Joe, who also plays in the band, and he had some really clever lyrics, and we just sort of pieced it together by sending it to everyone else in the band, because a couple of the guys are back in the East Coast, and launched it. So I'm glad that people are liking it. It's getting a lot of views for a cover, like an acoustic cover.
You guys, everyone's got to check that out on Ice Nine Kills called Jason's Mom. The shit was funny, dude. It's on their social media. seen, right? It's on, it was it on the IGTV and social media, I think.
Yeah. You can search it on YouTube, and I believe there are some clips of it on our Instagram too that you could check out, and my Instagram.
Well, hey, I saw something. You're going to be in the next Grease 4.
You know, I'm talking to Olivia Newton-John about it right now, because I get evidently John is busy. John's busy, so hopefully they'll give me the gig.
Yeah. I mean, is how's Olivia looking? Good.
She looks as good as ever. I prefer her more in the later scenes in Grease where she's got the leather jacket. You know, the tell me about it stud kind of moment.
You're funny, dude. Listen, I miss hanging with you. I'm hoping to get out to California once this whole shit is done. And just
yeah, we'll party it up. Let's go to the Sunset Marquee.
Yeah, man, for sure. That's right. You and I got to talk because I got something. I told you I got something brewing, so everyone's going to stay tuned. But yeah, definitely go hang with Sunset, man.
Absolutely. I miss you.
Go back. Go grind to Duke. Go grind. Go create some hot music. Thanks. I'm jealous with the nice weather you got out there right now. We got to wear pants right now. We're not under, you know, the same situation. It's a little cold.
I know. Well, come on out here, visit us, and you don't have to wear your pants out here.
dude. Later, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye. You too.
Later. Heavy metal band, but with his last couple of albums, very theatrical kind of approach, and they're great and a lot of energy. Catch them live, check out music. I'm doing a shot right now. My mouth is super dry. Our next guest we have coming in is Brandon from Atreyu, who's also out there in California. Cheers, everybody. Let me see those double X's. Let me see if I got Brandon in here now. Yes, he is. Look at that. Go ahead, crank it.
How are we doing?
Yo.
Yes.
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 Oh, see, I gotta start putting some fucking effects like that.
I gotta get all pretty, man.
Yeah, man, I gotta, cause I'm not. That shit looks good like that. I gotta start doing some effects. Yo, man, thanks for coming on. I know you got a shitload going on out there, between your music, the shows you're doing. It's you're a busy guy. And I'm just gonna let everybody know. Hold on a second. Hold on. Put on
music. Hold on. Oh, yeah, bud.
I have to go get it on my desk. I forget where I put it. So, everybody, so all these face masks that we got on the website, guess whose company's making these things right now? Right here. Right here, out there in California. So,
with
Colt and the musicians, we're always connected. We're always creative. But shout out, man. These things are doing great. I'm going to sell out of them real quick now, too. I might put more orders in.
I love it, man. I mean, dude, it's a necessary thing these days. And there's a lot of people don't want to do it, but I feel like the only way. There we go. Oh, yeah, I got it back.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I put my shit on Do Not Disturb, and people keep... And somehow the calls are coming through. So it's freezing the fucking thing.
They're trying to get you, dude.
Yeah. So, hold on. Let me kind of back up with everybody. So, you know, I was talking about the business thing. But seriously, Brandon's the drummer from the band Atreyu. And not only a drummer, but you know, the band, if you haven't heard of them, check them out. They're, you know, more of a heavy metal kind of a sound, but Brandon is the second vocalist, which normally they call the clean vocalist of what you're doing, but he's the drummer too, which isn't fucking easy.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I didn't really think I understood what I was signing up for, but I'm here now.
So dude, you guys. It's, again, I wasn't even aware, but you, in 2018, you came out with your last album, but it was also your 20th anniversary.
Yeah, man. We just celebrated that 20 year mark. It's fucking crazy. It flies. It flies right by.
It's fucking crazy. It really, really, really is crazy. You toured, actually, I think, last summer. I think that's kind of – was it – when I just had – I'm sure you probably know Spencer from Ice Nine Kills. He was just on before you. But we met through Maddie from Memphis Mayfire. I forgot – you were – motherfucker keeps calling me in this thing, and I keep pushing don't accept, and he keeps fucking calling back. Holy shit. So sorry.
I love it.
Up. Look, I'm getting – yeah. Get fucking, I'm getting heated. So yeah, it was Breaking Benjamin, right? I think
we had so some of the Breaking Benjamins had come out to one of our shows that we were at when we were out with Memphis and Iceland Kills.
So
I don't remember how we connected initially either. It was either through Maddie or it was through the Nothing More guys. It might have been
Johnny and those guys too.
Yeah. Because my other band, Hell or High Water, was on tour with Nothing More like a bunch for a few years.
And that's your other band. That's your soul. Talk a little bit about that, because obviously I want everyone to know that you had that project going too.
Sure. Yeah, it's called Hell or High Water. It's like a rock project. We've been a little bit kind of like dormant for a little while just because the trade came back full swing, and then our guitar player plays guitar in the Used. So we're both kind of like super busy, but we actually put out like an EP of some kind of B-sides and stuff a few weeks back. And yeah, it's totally different from a trade, more of like a rock. Straight rock thing.
How did you originally link up with everybody from Atreyu, and how did the whole band come together?
We grew up together. Like, we went to like high school together. So like the very, very beginning, my older brother was friends with our singer and our guitar player, because they were a year older than me, and they were like, oh, we're in a punk band, but our drummer sucks. And my brother's like, oh, my brother plays drums. At the time, I sucked too, but he's like, dude, my brother rips. So I went and played with them, and to them, I was fucking awesome. So we were in a punk band from like the time I was in like 7th, 8th grade, and
wow,
we went to high school together.
7th, 8th grade.
Yeah. So Atreyu started when we were in high school, and we did our first tour. Like, I turned 18 on our first tour, so it was like right out of high school.
Wow.
Yeah. I never. Who
would you? Where was the coolest place you guys toured, and who were you touring with?
Some of the cool shit we've done, like a couple standouts. I love Japan. We've been to Japan a handful of times. It's always so awesome. I love Australia. I think one of the most fun tours we've ever done was Australia with Avenged Sevenfold and Blood from a Valentine.
Another great thing.
As you can imagine, not a ripper or a rager of a tour at all with those bands. It was, and like every day, you always fly in Australia. Like, so we usually have a day off and then play the show. And then the next day you fly, have a day off. But after show day, like, we'd always have to get to the airport at like 7 a.m. So everyone's just like still drunk, essentially. Yeah. it was blurry, but so fun.
But touring's getting, it's the business right now with all the music and Spotify and are we selling records and not selling records? Really, touring's where a big portion of the revenue comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. Touring and merch, man. That's all we got, really. I mean, like you said, some people are selling records still, and you get, a few shillings from freaking few schmeckles from streams, but nothing to write home about. I pay my electric bill with that. But yeah, it's all about touring. But that's always been, for us, it's always been that, touring and merch has always been our bread and butter. And that's the lifeblood of our band, I feel like any rock bands, your live experience is your shit,
Yeah. Before, in the early years, the enjoyment was going out, buying the album, opening the album, checking it out. Can't wait until you, the second portion is buying a ticket and going to the concert. Then the third portion of the iconic experience is buying that t-shirt, buying that merch and leaving. So you've got the record, you got the t-shirt, you've seen the live show.
Absolutely.
Elements of that equation are missing now, right? It's a different world.
There are some people that still do it. I think that's why vinyl is still doing well too, because some people are still buying the records. Like, I do that still. Like, I pre-ordered the new Used record on vinyl because it was a crazy colorway. I was like, whoa, this is so sick. So and my friend Cam Rackham did the artwork. So I was like, oh, I want to see it in real life. I want to own that. And put the record on. fucking look at the fucking the slips and look at the art and all this thing. Like, I still do that shit. So, like, ooh, especially if any records come out on like a cool color, like I have to buy it.
So dig back then when you were a kid, who were the records you were buying that you were listening to that was forming who you are as an artist now?
Younger, it was like everything from like, I mean, way, way back, my dad raised me on like Tom Petty and like Traveling Wilburys and like Elvis Costello, stuff like that. But then like in high school when I started getting into more like rock and punk and stuff, it was like, you know, Sex Pistols and like fucking The Joy Killer and Total Chaos, like a lot of punk bands. But at the same time, I was into like Weezer and stuff like that. So like it was kind of all over the board. And then later started getting in more into metal, started getting into like In Flames and like some of the Swedish stuff like that.
Yeah.
And kind of just went from there.
Yeah, that's all. If any band, any artist right now that you could choose, and it could be alive or deceased, to tour with, who would that be?
Damn.
Trick one, right?
It's a fucking hard one. It's a really, yeah, really hard
one. It's like that one. What records would you take if you're stranded on an island? You know, let me think about that. Yeah, but touring.
I have this horrible habit. I think it's a horrible habit, but I write so much music because, like, I do. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna trade you. I have multiple bands, but I do a lot of music for TV, film, for like Sync. So I'm always writing and always doing, and it's like all over the board genre wise. So it's like hip hop, it's rock, it's metal, it's like punk, it's garage rock. So there's always something new that I can listen to, and like that's how I write songs. Like I write songs that I want to hear. So I'm like, cool. I have this horrible habit where I always just listen to my most recent shit like all the time. So I say I wouldn't bring an album to that to the island. I just need to bring a computer so I can record music all the time.
That's good, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's a tough one, dude. There's so many great bands that we still haven't toured. We've never done like a Metallica tour. I would love to do that just because of the grand fucking stadium vibe that would be. You know, I would love to tour with Gojira. I'd love to tour with Shinedown.
That's what I've heard a lot of people saying about Gojira, and I've heard a bunch of people saying Shinedown too.
I love touring with bands that I can watch and be like constantly inspired while on the road, and like bands that would make me want to play better. Like when there's a band on the tour that's just like, you're on tour with bands and you're like, fuck, these dudes are killing it. It makes you go out there every
night.
Makes
you off your game.
Yeah, and like really, really want to crush. So like in the metal world, I feel like Gojira is like one of those bands where everyone's just like, God damn it. Like, like you listen to that band, you're like, fuck, like, why? Why are you so good?
But you know what though, dude? Everybody, people say the same thing, like, damn. You know what? Always from the outside and looking at other artists, people are, I'm sure, saying that about you guys. And
it's all,
you know, we're always our, you know, when it comes down to doing stuff, our own worst critic, you know, we're always our own worst judge with stuff.
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, are you talking about this whole, this other side of this business too, it's your brother, I think you said, or is, what are you,
what's
is
that?
The whole clothing thing, this thing you got going on. You got somebody who's like an artist too and doing merch and whatnot. So,
I'm just, it's like kind of, well, the merch stuff is, it's Rock World merch. It's actually Dan, or Atreides guitar player, and his brother own this.
Okay.
They do merch for everyone. Like, and it started as, you know, what you'd imagine, like a, you know, small print shop, kind of middlemanning some stuff. And then the whole thing really up the whole game. And we have a huge facility in Anaheim. We have like all of our own prints, all of our own presses. We do embroidery. We do literally everything in-house. That's why a lot of the stuff we started doing for You With A Mask, where everyone was having such a hard time getting them because they're in such demand. And like, so we just started making them. We just started like making them in-house. And, you know, obviously it's been cool to be able to provide that for a lot of people that,
yeah. Yeah, I see a bunch of bands too that you guys are doing, other bands rocking your mask.
For sure, man. Yeah. I mean, I've sent out a couple to some friends and stuff, and it's cool. I mean, like everyone, like I said, it's necessity to wear a mask if you're going into a public place. Like me and my wife will go walk around with our kids, and like if we're outside on the street, like there's no one around, of course, like you're fine. But if you're going to the grocery store, you're going to pick up food somewhere, you're going whatever, like throw on the mask, like might as well make it fun or somewhat better than like a hospital mask, you know?
Yeah, my wife is making me, she's like, I go to bed, she's like, put your mask on. I'm like, why? We're not going to get sick. She's like, I'm not going to get sick. Your breath smells like shit all the time when you're sleeping with your mouth open. So now my wife has me wearing my fucking mask at night. Day and night now. I didn't even know. Girl. I didn't know. I was asleep. How was I to know? Yeah. As a mouth breather.
Your breath smells good at night.
So you've been doing some of your own type of online, I call them podcasts, but they're not podcasts. Talk a little bit about that. Because you've got a cooking thing you're doing. You've got your acoustic stuff you're doing.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of streaming on Twitch. You can go to twitch.tv/Brandon Saller. Or if you just go to the Twitch website, search my name, Brandon Saller. But I've been doing a lot of streaming. I do like Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll do acoustic and like play covers and, you know, play music, listen to music, chat with people. Sometimes I'll have like a guest on sort of like this. We'll chat and play acoustic songs. And then Saturday night, I do Cooking with B-Sal, where I do a recipe every Saturday night. My wife makes a cocktail. We cook a recipe together. We eat together. It's like 2 hours of just like madness. Because it's like eight at night. We're having some drinks. And it's fucking super fun. So been doing that a whole bunch. And then tomorrow, actually, I have I've been planning a live stream event for the last like month or so. But I'm doing like a live from my living room tomorrow at 1:00. It's on through a great company called Veeps.
One
California time. If you look at my my Instagram page, there's a couple posts on there that has like world times for like, you know, different time zones in the States, London, some Germany, Australia, South Africa. There's a bunch of different time zones on there, so you can see. But it's tomorrow. I had a friend of mine who is like an electronic artist do all these like backing tracks of a bunch of Atreyu songs and stuff. And like totally different than anyone's ever heard of before, like different renditions and like super different arrangements, and like instrumentation. And it's just gonna be me and these tracks, like some guitar and singing. And then there's a bunch of cool like visuals and then a bunch of production or projections and all this stuff. So it's literally as much as I could possibly do in my living room, I'm doing like as much of a show I could possibly give. But like, if you see my Twitch before, it's just me in this room, you know, playing guitar. It's very like, you know, minimal and like, kind of just whatever, but this is going to be very, very much produced. Great sound, great audio, like great visuals and everything. So I'm stoked.
That's awesome, dude. The audio is so key. So I know really we've been trying to do these things with the split screen. It's been a little hit and miss. It's been challenging.
It's a little bit tricky. Yeah, like we're doing like a full like Pro Tools system, and everything's going legit, so it'll sound good. And a bunch of cool, like I have a friend that directs like commercials for like Car. He's been a great director. He's done a bunch of our music videos. He has like hours of this beautiful cinematic like stock footage from around the world. I'm like, can you send me like an hour's worth of stuff? He's like, yeah, sure. So he sent me just like all this crazy footage, just badass. So I'm stoked. I'm jabbering my mouth off because I'm excited about it. But
that's all. Let me ask you. So what's your favorite? I always ask every artist that's been wearing the brand and whatnot. What's the thing you like about Cult, the brand? When you're wearing your funds or whatever.
It just fucking fits and it feels good and it looks good. Like I'm a very simple dude. So like it's like once I like something, I like it. Now that first pair of jeans is black, like the black, the Rocker Slims that I've gotten, the fucking ripped up ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've probably gone through 6 pairs of those. Like I wear them every day. I'm literally wearing the one, not the holy ones, but the other ones right now.
The clean one, yeah.
The other day, it was funny, on the cooking stream on Saturday, we're sitting there and I'm like, I looked down, I'm like, so this isn't a paid advertisement, but it came to my attention. I was like, 100% of my wardrobe is Cult of Individuality, and all of my jewelry is Clocks and Colors. I'm like, literally right now, I'm a walking billboard on accident. But I just like it, man. Like, there's certain, you know, you get certain things and you're like, especially in a band, you get sent clothes or you like try out clothes, whatever. You put stuff on and the shirts fit super boxy or it's like, outlandish shit you never wear. Like all the Cult stuff I've had, like one, I'll look at the website, whatever, send me some shit, and it's like everything just works. Like I told you the hat I sent you the other day, like the hat. Like the couple of the hats, I'm like, this hat's fit better than any fucking hat that I have.
Thank you.
So you're just killing it. I love the brand. I love what it's about. Like today on my stream earlier, they're like, oh, that's a sick
whiskey. Oh, the whiskey. You got the whiskey go.
I'm like, oh, that's actually Cult Individuality. Check it out. Like check out the Cult shit. So it's awesome. I never get behind shit or I never wear shit that I don't love. Like, I've never, like, played, like, definitely just.
Lost them. Oh, there you go.
I love everything about it, man.
Dude, thank you so much. So that's for me. the biggest compliment, you know, is when, you know, you guys are out on tour and the word just starts spreading kind of organically and I'm getting hit up. Hey, you know, I'm on tour with so-and-so and they're checking out my ass, my jeans, yep. Checking out my jeans. And, they, you know, you want me to hook you up? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want you to hook me up. You know, yeah. And when it's bands that I've been listening to and rocking with for years, for me, that's the biggest accomplishment because I never thought I'd be at a point in life where people that I'm, you know, that influence my day every day, listening to music or wearing something that I've actually produced. Sure. It's the deal. It's a band. It's a company. So my team and I, you know, absolutely. Doing all this. So it feels fucking good.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's fucking great. I appreciate you hooking me up, man.
Thank you. So you said you're working. When do you think the new album, the new something from Atreyu is going to be out?
We go back into the studio on Monday, actually. So we've been working on some stuff in January. We're going back in the studio to do some more stuff. And we were thinking end of the year, but with everything that's going on, it's probably looking like early next year.
But
I'm excited, man. It's sounding really cool. Like, we're always that band that just wants to do something new and fresh. And it's like the songs we did in January, I'm still rocking. And I'm still like, yep, I like this. Like, yep. This is still working, so... It's cool, man. It's real, real fun. It's definitely probably top of the year, I would think.
Oh, nice. Good. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody, again, what platform are they checking your live feed and what time?
If you go to brandonsaller.veeps.com, V-E-E-P-S, brandonsaller.veeps.com, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Cool.
Yeah, and check also, it out, everybody. Real fast, the tickets, there's a bunch of ticket bundles. If you do go to ticket, there's multiple ticket bundles that are giving donations to our Atreyu crew members for tomorrow too. So we're raising some money for the crew who are out of work right now too. So if you do want to go get a ticket, there's multiple options on there that you can like do donations to the crew.
Yeah, I've seen you get the posts you guys are doing with having your crew. You're giving the names right of the crew, your real crew.
Cards.
Yeah, man, that shit's hot. Actually, I'm like, that's creative.
I think we're actually going to print them. Like, if you buy one of the crew shirts, we're going to print the baseball cards so they go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, collector's item.
That's cool. All right, man. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate the support. Looking forward to the new music. And good luck tomorrow and have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. Take it easy, bud.
All right, Brandon. Later, man. Later. Coming in here. I see them. DRG Portraits in the house. Dean in the house. All right. So everyone, I hope is going to have a good Memorial Day weekend, wherever you're at. Enjoy the family. Enjoy the extra day Monday, even though really, I mean, all day bleed into each other. So what's another Monday off? You know, we've kind of been off. Enjoy it. Be safe. And let's do a shot together. My last shot before Memorial Day weekend. Cheers, everybody. I promised you one sneak peek at a prototype for fall 21. So I'll show you one thing, a little sneak peek before you go. This is, you know, actually I know Red Man's gonna like this jacket because this shit is fire. And it plays off that vest that he had. Check out the stud detailing. Check out the crystal applique. Zipper detailing. So, inspired by the Red Man. Vest of his life. Same weighs about 20 pounds. So, fall 21. Again, shout out to my boy. The Pizza Pusher, Jack Thriller for the pizza. Check it out, thepusherpizza.com. Get set up for the weekend. Shout out one more time to Rhythm Brewing. It's actually really good. The masks are on the side. Check them out. They're pre-ordered because we sold out. We saw the guy who was making them. So they're late. Search them out. Just kidding. Don't blow them up.